Hey, hello, and welcome back to Beating the System with Kevin Sue, episode 46. This episode is all about Giant. And if you know me personally, you know I really enjoy going to the Giant several times a week. One of my favorite pastimes, especially when I'm out with my friends, is I like to take them on tours of various groceries. I only take them on tours of the Giant. And it's just a great bonding experience. No, it's more of an educational experience. I mean, I've gone to the same Giant for like over 13, 14 years, and I've tried pretty much everything. So I like to go through each aisle and show them all the different things, what's good, what's bad, and all that. And we'll go to the meat section, of course, the candy section, and it's just a really great 90, 60 minute experience. And more recently, what I've enjoyed doing is enjoying the full capabilities of owning a Giant rewards card. Now, this card is free, so I implore you to sign up for this card if you shop at the Giant. Even if you don't go very often, it doesn't cost you anything, and you earn points, you get special deals, there's all sorts of discounts that you can only get with a card. And one of those recent deals I got was I just saw it in my app. Don't forget, you gotta download the app. It's way better. There's way more stuff you can do in it. And you don't have to keep guessing what kind of coupons you have. You don't need the weekly ad either, because it's built in. And it was the Starbucks Baya, something really weird. This new energy drink they've got. And it was, you can get one for free. So, of course, I go down there. I walk down to the Giant. It only takes about a few minutes. I pick one out, and that's all I get. I just get that. I go to the self-checkout, scan my phone, or you can punch in your phone number. That also works. And I got it for free. I didn't even buy anything else, and I just left. Another great part of the Giant experience, although this might be true for many other stores, but for the Giant especially, is the 50% off clearance section that you can find tucked in the back of the store. It's in a couple different places, but in my local store, it's like between the pharmacy and the meat section. And it's just this rack, and it's got, well, occasionally it has a little bit of produce, but I wouldn't buy any of that because that's usually expired. And then they have like all the baked goods. Like you can get a dozen donuts for like $3 or like six donuts for like $1.50. Everything is either 50% off, 75% off. I've gotten like a foot-long Rice Krispie for less than 25 cents there. And it's usually like the crappy Giant brand stuff. So really, it's a hit or miss. And most of the time, you're actually not going to find anything good. But when you do, it is amazing. And I just, that's like one of my favorite parts of going to the Giant. Now, this kind of puzzled me why this is an optional part of signing up for the card. So first, you've signed up for the card. That's why I said at the beginning of the episode. But in the app, you got to sign up for Giant Flexible Rewards, which is apparently separate from this, but you earn points based on how much you've spent. And those points add up pretty quickly, I must add. And you can redeem them for certain things. Now, you might be thinking, oh, it's just like earning points for anything else. You redeem it for something really bad, something really dumb, like crappy stuff. But for this, you can redeem it for money. You can, 100 points will get you $1 off your purchase. And you just stack them up. You're allowed to stack as many as you want. 2, 3, 4. Like when I signed up for the first time and I forgot I had done it, I looked back at it today and I had 600 points. I redeemed them all for $6 off my purchase of mashed potatoes. But if you want to get really fun with it, you could actually redeem the points for food items. Like 200 points can get you like a roll of the crappy Giant brand bagels, or you can get like a thing of carrots. But if you got 500 points, you can get a whole rotisserie chicken. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. Tune in next time when I make another episode.